Praise the Lord. But the thing there is, are you saved? How are you sure you are saved? The Bible says, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, see the difference between the children of God that backslid and the serpent seeds, the wheat, the tares, the goats. The difference is clear. At that estate, everyone that has truly found the true salvation, when you backslid back into the world of sin, you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy it. He says, that is why he says, he that is born of God. If it is God that got you converted, he said that person does not commit sin. What it means is that you don't have pleasure in sin. Why? He said, because God's seed remained in you. The seed that produced your birth. The seed of your father that gave birth to you is in you. And that seed is an incorruptible seed. Peter says so. That we are born again by the incorruptible seed of his word. If you are born of God, and like John would say, born of God and not of the will of man, but that you are born of God. How are you born of God? By the incorruptible seed of his word. If it is God's word that you received and it converted you, you cannot have pleasure in sin, because thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. That word will continue to remind you what you are doing is bad. What you are doing is bad. What you are doing is bad. It will continue to sound until, like the prodigal son, you will come back to your father. Praise the Lord. That's the mystery of salvation. Now, my Pentecostal brothers, they say the evidence that you receive the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongue. It is not the evidence. Hallelujah. Always remember, the Bible says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Rain there is the God's blessing, the anointing. The anointing will come. Hallelujah. When it falls, every true seed of God from the foundation of the world marked for salvation, there is a representation he puts inside of you. The appointed day when that word will strike it, it produces that conversion. I spoke last night, the Spirit of God will come and knock at the door of your heart. It's only those who will open that you will go beyond the anointing and go to their heart, down to the soul. But some will hang on the area, just on the anointing. Everyone plus tares and wheat is the same ray. But the true seed of God allows that spirit to do a work of conversion in them. When you have received an anointing here, wow, and you still live after that anointing fall on you with evidence and everything, and then you still go and continue with your beer parlor and drinking and the smoking and all the nonsense people do out there, and fornicating and lying and doing all the nonsense they do. All of us know that nonsense they do. And yet to receive that anointing, it is evidence you have not allowed that anointing to go through. Before, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Before you say you are converted, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. He is interested. interested in dealing with your sinful nature. That is the meaning of conversion. The purpose of the Holy Ghost is to convert a sinner to a saint. Therefore, the evidence is not speaking in tongues, because you can be speaking in tongues and still fornicating. You can be seeing vision and still fornicating. You can be casting out devils and deliverance. A minister was doing deliverance until he gave a sister a deliverance appointment in her house. In the church, oh! And as she was doing the deliverance for the girl in her house, he saw the demon in her private part, and he needed to anoint the private part. In the dead of the night. Of course, you know, when such report come to me, that person knows better. If he knows, I don't hear. He won't even near this gate again. Since it happened, he has not stepped here again. And he was even heading a group in the church. Yes. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yet the anointing will come. And instead of you to allow that spirit to come, you think that the evidence to do a work on you, you think the evidence is the vision you are hearing, the voice you are hearing, the vibration you are hearing, and it's... No! It's more than that! There's a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is God coming on any vessel available for him to use to fulfill his purpose. And he doesn't care whether you are converted or not. If you can do the work for him, that's all. You are only a borrowed vessel. And God doesn't owe anybody anything. He makes sure such people receive, look, blessing they receive. They are the ministers that people just dash them gifts. People, you see, they own cars, houses, designer clothes. Because of the anointing. The anointing is genuine anointing. It is God's hand upon him to achieve a purpose. But to take him home, Jesus will tell him that day, I didn't know you. You know why? You know why he said, I didn't know you? You see, in John chapter 6, they received a miracle the previous day. The next day, they were following him, looking for him. They ate bread. The next day, they looked for Jesus. They saw him. Jesus turned and looked at them when they were asking, Master, we have been looking for you. What did he say? He said, you seek me, not because you saw the miracle. It's not because of the miracle you saw. He said, but because of the bread that you did eat. So you are looking for me because you are hungry. You did not look at the fact that it is by a miracle that 5 loaves of bread were used to feed 5,000 and 12 baskets extra were left of bread. You were just looking at the bread. You did not care to look at who multiplied that bread. Who is this man? That was the problem. Every miracle we receive is to call your attention to that miracle worker. Every testimony you know, only God can do this. It's for you to begin to look, who is this God? Hallelujah. You, that's why I say, all of us that are gifted, we feel fire, we feel sensation, we see vision. We see, we hear voice. I am telling you, on the day of judgment, you will remember this statement I am making now. You will have the higher condemnation than those who are just walking by faith. If you all this sensation, all this gift, all the voice, despite that, you still live a life of iniquity. Why? You have a better evidence of the reality of God than those the rest who don't see. What else will make you to look for God? He has already manifested himself to you. You don't need any more sermon. You don't need anything, because now you know God is real. And yet, despite that, you live a useless life. All the things unbelievers do, you lie, you cheat, you fornicate. Even charge people to use that gift that you receive free. You commercialize it. I'm telling you, don't worry, continue. One thing is this, there is a day of reckoning. This thing I'm saying, you will remember I said it. Unfortunately, at that day, there will be no more repentance. You see? That is where you know the difference between those that allow that anointing to deal with their heart, and those who have no time. They just grab the anointing, and the next thing is what I can make with it. That was Judas. Despite all that he saw Jesus Christ doing, all he saw was what I can make from this man, until he was ready to sell him and get money. Therefore, speaking in tongue is not the evidence. Now, I always like to make this statement every time we come together like this, so that you don't get confused. The gifts, speaking in tongue, word of knowledge, wisdom, faith, healing, and all of them, wisdom, all of them, 9 of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, those gifts, they are not the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost, because unbelievers, pairs will operate the same gift. But if you have received a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, that gift must flow. I should say it again, so that you understand me. I don't want anybody to throw away his gift. I don't want anybody to silence the anointing because of what I am saying. Don't confuse me. Because for every fake, there is a genuine one they copy from. Everyone that has received the Holy Ghost, there must be a gift. At least one out of those 9 spiritual gifts, you must operate it. If you have received the Holy Ghost and there is no gift that you have discovered, I can tell you confidently that you are either you have not yet received the Holy Ghost, or you have refused to discover or acknowledge the gift. It is compulsory. Because when there is the Spirit of God in you, there are 2 things. There is the manifestation of the Spirit, and there is the fruit of the Spirit. There are 2 different things. If the Holy Ghost is in you, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it will manifest. He will manifest, and he manifests through those gifts, so that people will know he lives. But all that manifestation, unbelievers who have also received that gift, because some of them are here now, they will receive the same anointing as the genuine people will receive. They will see vision even sharper than you. They will be healing the sick, nyafu nyafu. They will prophesy, thus said the Lord. Because thus said the Lord, hi my people, I am here for you. It is the Spirit of God. Get a vessel as an oracle, like microphone, talking. When he finish, he will leave you there. You see the part. What happened? Don't prophesy. It don't go. They wait for next time again. When you want to talk to his people, you look at we are. You are just microphone. When you finish, you go. Praise the Lord. Somebody out there is he's saying, Lord, talk to me today. Lord, talk. This is my condition. Must change. Nothing they want for me. That's why. Are they abroad? Nothing work. They come back here. Everything. Everything. Lord, you must talk to me. 4 days. I will not eat, Lord, till you talk to me. I will not eat, Lord. And God is looking. His mercy will come down. Small time. Somebody will stand up and say, why the pastor was this? There was a name that was given to me. Okay. Hey, the person stands up. Amen. The fact that the person saw that vision of that man, it is God wants to answer somebody's prayer and look for somebody who I go use and give somebody vision. Hallelujah. It is God honoring that person's faith. The people will see me and say, "Guy, this pastor is anointed." Guy, guy. Then after that, you will see them, they run, they follow me. Pastor, pastor, prophet, I beg, I want to see you. I want to see you. And when I am not converted, as now they follow me, so have you. Look left like this. You need family deliverance. If you bring 200,000 naira, how we go? You see the difference? Can you see the difference? Now, a converted prophet will never do that. It's a fake one. A borrowed vessel. And let me tell you, even if that prophet stands up from a prostitute bath and come here, God will still show him vision. Why? He is a borrowed vessel to meet the needs of his children. It has nothing to do with salvation. That is the mystery with all this funny anointing flowing everywhere in churches today. Therefore, it's not by the gifts you will know them, but by the fruit. Matthew chapter 12, he said, a tree is known by her fruit. It's not the leaf. The leaf there is the gift. A fruit. Praise God. Therefore, make your calling and election sure. Which spirit is in me? Am I saved? If God is using you, it's now to ask, am I a borrowed vessel? It's very simple to know you're a very borrowed vessel. Because even when you hit somebody finish, your conscience doesn't disturb you. Because a true seed of God, you know, a true seed of God is a fish. But there are different types of fish. There's a crayfish. Now fish is built. But a crayfish. Condition, now make and bend. There are Christians, anointed ministers. Hallelujah. That their testimonies around have messed up their ministry. I'm telling you. Messed up. If it is not fornication, it is some other abominations. Lust for money that would drive somebody to even dupe his own father. The Lord say, Papa, the Lord say, you should give me that your car. Paul said the Lord to his father. We say these things not to condemn you. It's to make you to suddenly, you know, take seriously the things you are joking with. You are joking and playing with fire and you don't know it. It will destroy you. You see? So before you know what? you are living a depraved life. The level we're supposed to reach in life, we can't get there spiritually. We remain in the same level because there is nothing for God to be pleased with us and promote us. That's why I preach the message I titled The Adoption of the Believer. Many of us, He cannot adopt us. I told you there are two places in the Bible where the Spirit of God, Matthew chapter 3, He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You see, that was when the Spirit came on Him by the river Jordan. And from that day, of course, the Spirit of God was in Him. But Galatians chapter 4 says that child is a child, but as long as he remains a child, he is put under tutors until the appointed time. And so, when Jesus Christ, immediately after He finished receiving the Holy Ghost, after that water baptism, He was taken to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Why will His Son be sent to be tempted by the devil? So that to see whether He will be qualified for adoption or not. And after He passed all the trials and temptation, in Matthew chapter 17, He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." That was when, now, I and my Father are one. Anything I say, my Father has spoken. How many of us have grown to that level? You see? Many of us, we are still under tutor up to now. The report that the angel is giving the Father is that the man never grow. Small hunger go wire up. He go tell somebody, make he pay before you go pray for him. The man never grow, so you will remain in the same level. Why will somebody give a vision and there is no solution? You remain in the same level. Why some they come to pass, some they fail? You are a borrowed vessel. God go come, talk. Lion spirit go enter again, come, talk. Which vessel are you? If it is God, it must be God all the way. And if it is Satan, let it be Satan all the way. Praise God. Different administration. Now, when the Holy Ghost will want to come, I told you, you will receive different manifestations. Even today, it will happen again. Amen.